Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to our learning at Sha'arei. And we are learning the Lilui Nishmasa and the Zeichu Nishmasa, Miriam Fruah, and Miriam Bas Chaim Yitzhak, Alaha Hashalom. Her Neshama should have a continuous aliyah in the merit of the Torah learning that we share, and in the merit of the Avodas Hashem that we are mightily striving to improve ourselves with. We should also have Basuras Tovos. We are in the difficult time of Bein HaMitzarim, most difficult time for Klal Yisrael in the whole year. And when you look at the world around us, we talk to see we are in a very difficult time. So we are finishing a chapter tonight, Baruch Hashem. We are finishing the chapter called Hashem's Love for Us and Our Love for Him. We have been working on Ahavas Hashem these past few weeks. I'm just going to finish the chapter and then we're going to do what I said a few weeks ago we're going to get to, which is Hilchos Rambam, as you will see inside. Okay, Mishnah Torah. We're going to go to the Rambam's Mishnah Torah. So let me just read the end of the chapter. We are finishing Hashem's love for us and our love for Him. It may take weeks or months and more, depending on your soul and depending on your level. It could take weeks, it could take months, it could take more. But Ahavas Hashem must come to define your very being. So for a Jew, his whole life should be spent trying to define himself by Ahavas Hashem. It is not an external element. It is your very, very existence. It shouldn't be something external to us, but rather our love for God should be something so deep, so internal, so integral part of being a Jew. It should become a second nature to us. In a deeper sense, the energy of all the midos comes from Ahava. In a deeper sense, the energy of all the midos, of all our character traits, should stem from our love of God. If one loves inappropriate things, his vitality comes from that foreign love. But if his Ahava is for Hashem, his vitality comes from Hashem himself, so the God is the one. It gives you the koach. He gives us the koach to continue on if all of our midos, all of our character traits, attributes, actions, thoughts, deeds, and words stem from a deep sense of love of God. He ends the sentence by saying that the chapter by saying, may Hashem enable us all to cleave to Him and to truly love Him. So what I thought we would get to a few weeks ago that we didn't get to, but now we are getting into it, is the Rambam. Okay, so the Rambam in Mishnah Torah, which I have in front of me, okay, Mishnah Torah, La Rambam, I know you see it backwards, but I'm opening up to Sefer Mada Hilchos Teshuvah, Perek Yod. But since I can't screen share this with you, as you could see, it's very teeny, what I'm going to do, I prepared for my own Sefer. I don't know if you could see, can see my stickies, you can see my handwritten notes. Okay, so we're in Hilchos Mada. Sefer Mada, Hilchos Teshuvah, Perek Yud. I'm going to screen share so that you can have the text of the Rambam as well. Okay, can you see my screen? Yeah, okay. So we are going to screen share. So this is the Rambam's Mishnah Torah. Okay. How does the Rambam end Hilchos Teshuvah? Interesting, Hilchos Teshuvah is the laws of repentance. We're not so far, it's very strange to say, but this week is Shabbos Mevarchim Av. Alavai, it should be a month when our father, Av, Abba, comforts us. After Av comes Elo. It's very strange. And even with this COVID pandemic and lockdown and the craziness in Purim, time goes. Somehow time passes. We're almost at the end of Tav Shin Pei. It's quite mind-boggling. So it's not so inappropriate to be learning from Hilchos Teshuvah. Hilchos Teshuvah tells us the stages of Teshuvah. A person gets a new name if he is repentant. But the Rambam ends Hilchos Teshuvah. We're talking about love for God. So Hilchos Teshuvah chapter 10. Okay, please follow along with me. You should be able to see it here. Even on my screen, you could see the Lashon HaKodesh, Lashon of the Rambam, and the English translation inside as well. I will be adding some commentary. I think it's very, very interesting that the next Sefer, if you look here, you could see it in my Sefer, but also if you look on the screen, the next Sefer is Sefer Ahava, the Book of Love for God. Hilchos Teshuvah leads us right into Sefer Ahava. It makes a lot of sense. If a person repents and they have a clean slate, now it's like they are ready to rework their relationship of love with God. So what does the Rambam say? Al Yomar Adam, a person should not say, Hareini Osa Mitzvos HaTorah. Behold, I am doing, by the way, this one's much easier. My text is very small without nakudo, so this is, I think, better for everybody. Al yomar adam, a person should not say, Hareini osa mitzos haTorah, behold, I will do the mitzos, the commandments of the Torah, v'osek b'chachmasa, and I will be busy with her wisdom, meaning the wisdom of Torah. Again, you can see the lashon in front of you, but we're going to translate everything, so don't be intimidated. Kedesha akabel kol abrachos haksuvos ba. You shouldn't say, you know, I think I'm going to do all the mitzos in the Torah, and I think I'm going to be osek, I'm involved in the wisdom of Torah, because I want to get talk, a lot of schar, I want to get the brach that God wrote in the Torah that you're going to get if you are a banner bas Torah. And I really want to be zocha to chaye ha'olam haba. I don't want to get up to the next world and they tell me, sorry, all the tickets are sold out and you never bought a ticket for the show. What do you mean I didn't buy a ticket for the show? They're going to say you had 120 years to purchase a ticket. Now you come up and you want to buy a ticket, it's too late. You know, this lahabdil, lahabdil alfayev does. So they have a number of programs where they distribute food. I don't know exactly what it's called. You know what I'm talking about? The school districts in our neighborhoods, counting the number of children in your household under 18, you have to fill out a form. And you get a food package every week. Milk, orange juice, last week grapes, whole wheat wraps, sweet potatoes. We use a lot of sweet potatoes, so that was very good. Cheese, deli, it's really good stuff. Pizza, fish sticks. We used the fish sticks 2 nights ago for supper. Anyway, this week, when I got the email to sign up, I was very busy, and by the time I got to the next day, registration was closed. So I emailed, it's through my daughter's school, BBY, and I said I wasn't able to get to the registration right away. And now it says registration closed. Are there any extra packages? They said, no, all the packages have been taken. Registration's closed for this week. So I was upset. I said to my husband, I forgot to take care. It's not really that I forgot. The email came and I didn't have time to address it right away and I didn't take care of it. So it's Lahavdel of Alfei of Dallas. So what do you think? My house doesn't have food. Baruch Hashem, we have plenty of food. So could you imagine the pacha that we're going to feel? Not you, maybe me. God forbid. When I get to the Oma MS, they're going to say, you had 120 years to buy a ticket to get into here. What were you doing? What am I going to say? I missed the email. I missed my chance. I was busy being critical and condescending and using an ayin ra, maybe speaking that nicely and rushing my tefillos and not having kavanah brachos. I was so busy. I was too busy for Rosh Hashem. And now when I get upstairs, they're going to say, you don't have a ticket to get a chas v'shal. It's a pachat. On the other hand, you should not serve God only to get into Olam Haba. That's the only reason you serve God, because you want to buy the ticket. You should not say, I am doing the mitzvahs in the Torah, and I am busy with her wisdom in order that I will get all the good blessings that God wrote in the Torah that will come if you follow in the ways of Hashem. You shouldn't say that. And you shouldn't say, Kadesha Ezka, so I will have the zchus, the merit, the chayeh olam haba. I'm only serving you, God, because I want to make sure I bought the best ticket in the house. Behind the dagger, behind home plate. That's where I'm buying the ticket for. That's not why you should serve God. But Ephrosh min ha'averos, shehiz hira Torah mehen, kedesha enatzel min ha'kvalos ha'ksuvas b'tar. And you shouldn't say, I'm going to separate myself from the sins that the Torah warned us about, only so I will save myself from the curses that are written in the Torah. O kedesha lo et kareis mechayom haba. And you shouldn't say, I'm going to stay away from sin. Kareis means to be cut off, so that I will not be cut off from life in the eternal world. So why should you serve God? I thought I served God to get into Olam Haba or not to get into Olam Haba. The Rambam says that should not be your intention. When you serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ein ra'ui la'avod es Hashem al ha'derech hazeh. So there's a Rambam Hilchos Tshuva Perek Yud Halacha Aleph. Again, you can all see I have mine here, and I prepared it, but it's even a little small for me to read. I have to take off my glasses to read it. And it's for sure too small for me to screen share with you. And there's no nekuda, so this is more helpful when I'm screen sharing for everyone's benefit. Ein ra'ui la'avod es Hashem al derech hazeh. That's not how you should serve God. It's not worthy, it's not appropriate to serve God in this method. Shaha oved al derech zeh, who oved miyira. Remember before we came to the chapter in Ahava, so our sefer is not based on nothing, we spent talking about yira. But there's not just yira, one kind of blanket phrase. There is yiras ha'onesh, if you remember, the lowest level. You desist because you're afraid of punishment. Yiras ha'chet, you're afraid of la'chet, if anyone remembers, does to you as a person. Then there's yiras ha'romamus, you're in awe of the Almighty. So obviously you can't compare one who's in awe of the Almighty to one who is simply afraid of punishment. I don't want to be punished. Versus, I am in awe of the Almighty. It's two different levels. However, there's a higher level, and that's love of God. Ha'oved al derech zeh, one who serves God either to get Gan Eden and to avoid Gehenem, who oved miyira, he is a servant from fear, from pachad. This is not the level of the prophets, And this is not the level of the wise sages of Israel. The Ein Ovdim Hashem al Derech Zeh, Ella, who serves God in this way? I don't want any discussions about feminism. I'm serious, please. Ein Ovdim Hashem al Derech Zeh, Ella, Amei Haaretz, V'Hanashim, V'Haktanim, Shemechanchin Osal Na'avod Mira, Achetir Badatan V'Yavdu Mehava. Only people who serve God in this way, says Aram. In other words, a lower level of serving God. I don't want to be banished from Gan Eden, and I don't want to go to Gehenna, and I'm terrified of punishment. So therefore, I may as well do what the Torah says, because I don't want Malchus, and I don't want the fire of Gehenna, Chas v'Shalom, so I'm going to do what the Torah says. Not because I love God, because I'm terrified. I'm afraid either of the Chait, or I'm afraid of the Onesh. And even higher still than Yiras HaRomimus is Ahavas Hashem. The only people who serve God this way are the Amei Ha'aretz. How do you translate Amei Ha'aretz? The ignoramuses? Common people. This is Chabad's translation. Amei Ha'aretz is like an ignoramus, more or less, an unlearned person. The Hanashim and women. The Haktanim and young children. That we teach them to serve God from Yira until their minds are more developed and then they could serve from Ahava. So people on a lower level, an uneducated person, an Amaratzim, women, young children who don't have the wherewithal to understand what Ahava Hashem means, they serve God from Yira. But that's really, says the Rambam, not the way of the Midas HaNavim and not the Midas HaChachamim. So what should we do? Parag Yod, Mishnah Beis. Don't forget there's the chat. And if anybody wants to comment, no discussions about feminism at all. But if you want to comment or you have a question, even when I'm screen sharing, I can see the chat. So feel free. Oh, I hope I didn't open up a can of worms. Yes, that's correct. Women years ago were absolutely not educated formally. Mishnah Berurah writes, why don't women count Sefiras HaOmer? Because they were illiterate. They didn't know how to count. They couldn't read Hebrew. They didn't know what they were saying. And you can't count if you don't know what you're saying. It's like reading, Chinese. Or for me, I don't speak Spanish or any French or any other language or Portuguese that I don't speak. So you can't count if you don't understand what you're saying. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, the Chavetz Chaim writes, in Radin, okay, 80 years ago, 150 years ago, times in Europe, the women were simply not educated, so they did not have the capacity to count Sefiras HaOmer, because they could not say, today is day one of Omer. They had no idea of what they were saying, so they were not educated. Oh, I thought there was another one, but there was not. Okay. Halacha Beis. Ha'ovid me'ahava, osik b'tor v'mitzvos, v'holech b'nesivos ha'chachma. The one who serves God from Ahava, from love. Osik b'Torah, he's involved in Torah, and with commandments, fulfilling the mitzvahs. And he goes in the path of wisdom. Lo mipnei davar ba'olam, not because of any external factor in the world. Ve'lo mipnei yiras hara'a, and not because he's afraid that something bad will happen to him. Ve'lo kidei liyirash hatova, and not so that he should inherit good. Ela osa ha'emes. What a powerful line. Rav Salvechik says about the Rambam, without the Rambam, I would be out of a job, says Rav. I'm not saying that about myself, but how powerful the Rambam is. Ela, how does one who is really God-loving serve God? Not because anything in this world. And not because he's afraid of evil that might befall him if he sins. And not because he wants to inherit all the blessing, the tov. Ela osa ha'emes mipnei shehu emes. He serves the Almighty from love because he does the truth. Chos Moshel Kodesh Baruch emes. The Gemara tells us that the seal of God is truth. The Aleph Beis, the first letter is Aleph. The middle letter is Mem. The final letter is Tav. The stamp of God runs through the entire creation of this world. Rebbeinu Shlom created the world with the midah of emes. Histakel b'oraisa ubar. Alma. He looked in the Torah and created the world. The Torah is made up of the Aleph Beis. The first, middle, and final letter of the Aleph Beis spell MS, because the seal of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is MS. A person, Moshe MS, Vesaraso MS, Elo Oza MS, Mipneshu MS, a person acts appropriately. Because of Rosh Hashanah Falosh said, an Adam, a Jew must be an Adam Kasher and an Adam Yashar, says Rosh Hashanah Falosh. You have to be an Adam Kasher and you have to be an Adam Yashar. You have to be kosher with God and Yashar with people. He does the truth because it's the truth. And because He acts without ulterior motive simply because he wants to serve the God whose name is MS through doing truth because it's the truth, and the blessing will come for him. But But he does not serve because he wants the blessing. He serves the Ribono Shel Olam because good will come in the end, but that's not the motive. That's not the driving force. Umayla zuhi, mayla gedola me'od. Ve'ein kol chacham zocha. Look at this. This level of for serving God with this degree of love, purely because you do MS, because that's what Hashem wants from me. This mayla, this level, this level. Yeah, that's what it's translated by Chabad. This level is a very great level. Very great. Maila gedola ma'od. It's a maila, it's gedola, it's ma'od. Very great level. Ve'ein kol chacham zochala. Even every wise person, a chacham is a term of prominence and importance. Not even every chacham merits to reach this level. So what should I say on my madriga? What should I say on my madriga? Vihi mailos Avram Avinu. It's the maila of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu did not serve God for ulterior motive, and he did not serve God to kabel schar, and he did not serve God because he was afraid of God, and he served God. Oh, maybe we should do that one time. The Rambam's introduction to Hilchos Ovdei Kochavim, the biography of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu recognized the Ribono Shel Olam, and he served him because he knew there was a God in this world, and he looked up at the globe, at the heavens, and he looked at this galgal, this circle, says Rambam. He thought to himself, is it possible? This whole thing goes by itself, and there's no manhig? This is the ma'ila of Avram Avinu. Shakar Kodesh Baruch Hu Ohavo. This is the level of an Abraham, our patriarch, that God called him his beloved. Lefi Shelo Avad Alamei Ahava. Because Avram did everything he did from Ahava. Only someone who is told, go to the land, it'll be good for you, and then there's a famine in the land. And then he goes down to Egypt, and then his wife is taken, and then he's told to do Bris Milah at the age of 99, and before that he has to go to war. He's a very old man. He's embroiled in the first real world war, like to call Perek Yedalot. And then the son that he waits so long for, it's time to shecht him, and the other son he has to send away on the mother's shoulders, and the life, God, you're making me crazy. You're making me crazy. What do you want from me? Ayali Mala Hashiv, the Madras says. Avram Avinu says, Ribono Shel Olam, I could have talked back to you. I don't know what you're doing. But Avram Avinu loved God so much that he didn't serve him for any ulterior motive. So whatever you want, Hashem, it's fine. I don't need your schar. I don't need your onesh. Whatever you want, I love you, so I'm going to serve you because it's the MS. This is the Maila that God commanded us by Moshe Rabbeinu. When he said in Shema, and it's interesting because in this discussion, in our learning of Ahavas Hashem, we've been referring to the Shema a number of times. V'ahavta es Hashem lokecha. You should love Hashem, your God. U'bizman sheyov adam es Hashem ahava huya. And at the time that a man loves Hashem with an appropriate love, miyad, immediately, yasa kol mitzvos mi'ahava. You will start to do all the mitzvos from love. You will fulfill all of God's words and all of the commandments from love because you love Hashem. It doesn't matter if I understand, if I don't understand, if it's rational, if it's not rational, I will serve God because purely because I love him. So I wrote down in my own notes that we're going to look at Devarim 6, 4 through 5 with Rashi together because the Rambam just quotes V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha. So let us go here. I have to move you for a minute. So the Rambam just refers us to the Kriya Shema. We are in Sefer Devarim Perek Vav, Pasuk Dalet. Here we go. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's a declaration of faith of Jews from time immemorial. Shema Yisrael, hear O Israel, Hashem is God, Hashem is one. And then what do we say? Ve'ahavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha b'chol me'odecha. You should love Hashem your God with all your heart, leave. V'chol nafshecha, nefesh, with all your soul. V'chol me'odecha, with your ma'od, with your very much. So Rashi says, v'ahavtas Hashem elokecha b'chol levavcha, because this is what the Rambam just quoted. Rashi says, v'ahavta, what does it mean to love God? The people who I could see, is this clear? Is this good with the screen share? Are you okay? Yes? Okay, Joanne is nodding yes. So is every guy. Okay, good. V'ahafta, asei dvarav me'ahava. Remember, the Rambam just quotes this at the end of Halacha Beis. You should do his words from love. Eino dome ha'osa me'ahava lo'osa me'ira. You cannot compare one who serves God, from love, to one who serves God from fear. Ha'osa eitzel rabba me'ira, one who serves his master because he is afraid, k'shu matriach alav manicha v'olecho. When it becomes too much of a tircha, too much of a burden upon him, the servant's going to say, thanks very much, the contract is over, I'm out of here. If you do not love the one you're serving, though, and it becomes too burdensome, Rachman on Sam, what do you say? I'm not interested in this relationship anymore. This happens in human relationships as well, not necessarily a rav and an eved, a master and servant. But sometimes, Rachman on Sam, it happens. Even with a couple, could be, lo deinu. But if there's no ahava left, a life becomes too difficult, when it's too burdensome, I'm not putting that in quotes, for that couple becomes burdensome or difficult. If there's no ahava, what's binding those people together? Not a whole lot. He leaves. Why? Why do they split up? Because there's no love. If there's a hava, then when the going gets tough, you can stick together. That's like our relationship with the Ribbon Shalom. If we love the Ribbon Shalom, remember that he loves us. One of my kids just said, what happened yesterday? I don't remember what happened. One of the kids just said, Hashem loves me. Something happened. They found something. I don't remember. Hashem loves me. Asayd Rav Me'ahava. That's why we have to serve God with love, says Rashi, Devarim 6:4, 6:5. You cannot compare he who serves God with love to he who serves with fear. Because think of a personal relationship. If there's no love binding that couple, when life becomes too difficult, very often they will leave each other. Love is what binds. I want to just see something, please. I need to move you again because I just thought of something I would like to share with you that I didn't think of before. Trying to find the story that I would have prepared before if I would have thought of it, but I didn't think of it till I'm in the middle of Shir. Let me see if I can find it quickly. That's not what I'm looking for. I was trying to find a story. Give me 1 second, okay? If I can't find it, then I'll just trying to find the story that Rav Lau tells about his father on the train platform. But I can't find it. And the book is upstairs. Okay. Let's go back to what we are learning. Let me just check the chat. Oh, yes, she was such a pioneer, Nancy Sarshnir. She really was. She was quite ahead of her time. So let's go back to Rashi and Devarim. So we have just learned that you can't compare one who serves God from love to one who serves him from fear. With your two yitzirecha, with your two yitzhas, we've spoken about these interpretations. Your heart should not be divided over Hashem. B'chol nafshecha, even if he takes your life like Rabbi Akiva. And finally, b'chol me'odecha, with all your money or with each and every measure that he measures out to you, whether it's good or whether it's poranus, difficulty. A person is obligated to love Hashem no matter what, because if you love Hashem no matter what, you are never going to leave him when the going gets tough. You're just not. And if you don't, and I'm not talking to you, because Rambam just told us it's the Maila of Avram Avinu. I want to really find this, and I don't know why I can't find this. Okay. Gamzul Tova, let's go. Let's go back to the Rambam. Halacha Gimel. The Keitzer hi Ahava Haru'uya. What does it mean, appropriate love for the Ribbono Shel Olam? Hu sheyoav es Hashem ahava gedola yisera. 1 second, I have an idea. I really want to tell you that story. Please forgive me. I really want to tell you that story. Okay, let's go. Sorry, does everyone forgive me? I hope so. Let's go back to the Rambam. Let's see if I could get the sefer. V'keitzad hi ahava haru uya. What is appropriate love? Hu sheyoav es Hashem ahava gedola yisera azam ma'od. You should love Hashem. Ahava gedola, great love, yisera, extra love, azam ma'od, very strong. Ad shetei nafshu kishura ba'ahava Hashem. When Yosef threatened to keep Binyamin, beginning of Parshas Vayigash, when Yosef threatens to keep Binyamin, they don't know yet that Yosef is Yosef. They think he is the viceroy, and they don't realize that it's their brother. And he threatens to keep Binyamin. Yehuda is horrified. And Yehuda says, if the boy does not come home, our father will die. Our elderly father will die. V'nafshu k'shura b'nasho. They have such a deep love. Their souls are tied to one another. Nafsho k'shura b'nafsho. How could it be that you will keep this child here? Our father will die because his soul and his soul are embedded, enmeshed with each other. And that's what the Rambam says we should feel about the Ribbono Shel Olam. I have a gedola, a great love, yisera, extra love, aza, strong, me'od, very much. How much? Until your soul is bound up. You have a kesher with the love of God. V'nimtza, and you will find shoge batami. This is a very famous piece here of the Rambam, the specific halacha, perigimel, halacha gimel. Your soul should be tied to God. V'nimtza shoge batamid. Look at this. He will be obsessed with this love. Tamid, always and consistently. Kilu chole, as if he is sick. Chali, what is his sickness? Ha-ahava. When a man and a woman are in passionate love, they can barely think of anything else but the love, the object of their affection. Ram says you should become sick with love for God. You should become obsessed, constantly contemplating love for Hashem. That's how tied up your soul should be with God. She'ein datu pnuya me'ahava oso isha. Rambam says, just like when you're sick with love for a woman, when you're lovesick over a woman, it's an expression to be lovesick. And your mind cannot even turn away from that love of that woman. V'hu shoga batamid. He is constantly thinking about her, moving his mind around her. She's in his dream. She's in his wakefulness. Bein b'shifto, when he sits down, he thinks about the woman. Bein b'kumo, when he gets up, he thinks about the woman. Bein b'shashu ocha v'shosa, when he eats, he thinks about the woman. When he drinks, he thinks about the woman. I wish this meal could be with the woman. When he goes to sleep, I wish she could be with me. When he wakes up, he says, when am I going to see her again? Yeser mizati ahavas Hashem. Even more than this, even more than the obsession, the passionate love of a man for a woman, the object of his affection, should be yeser mizah, stronger than this, should be the love for God. Belev ohavav, in the heart of those who love him. Shogim batamid, always obsessed with him, thinking about God all the time. I can't say Rambam already told us. First of all, women are not shaykh on this level. I'm half making a joke. We live in a different time, obviously. Second of all, the Rambam says, even the chachami, many chachmei HaTorah are not on this level. It's a hard level. It's a level of Avraham Avinu. But it doesn't mean we shouldn't learn it. In conclusion to this chapter, which is called Hashem's love for us and our love for him. But I recognize when I learn through it, I am nowhere near this level. Yasra mizeti avas Hashem, believe it or not, more than this. Ah, Baruch Hashem, we got the book. Thank you so much. Thank you very, very much. I was trying to find it in the computer. I couldn't find it in a document. And it was, thank you very much. My husband brought it. Thank you. Now I have to look through all the handwritten notes and find what page it's on. But I know because it's towards the beginning. Thank you. See, it's the first note on the first page. Hashem has it right here. Here we go. Baruch Hashem. Let me just finish this halacha. Okay. So where are we in halacha gimel? So am I in this level? I'm nowhere near this level. Even more than a love, than an obsessive love of a man for a woman, a passionate love when he thinks about her, tamid, always and consistently, when he sits down, when he gets up, when he's eating, when he's drinking, more than this should be the love of God in the heart of those who love him. Thinking about him always, like we just looked at Rashi, means to love God with your entire being, with your whole heart. Your heart should not be divided over God. With your two inclinations. And that's what Shlomo said by parable, meaning, call Shir Hashirim, Mashal Hu L'Enyan Zeh. The entire Shir Hashirim, the love story between the lovers, is a mashal, is a parable for our love of God. The love of Bnei Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ki cholos ahava ani. I am sick with love. Love for the Ribbono Shel Olam. So even here in this halacha, the Rambam refers back to the Shema. Va'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, he says in halacha beis, and now he says in halacha gimel, b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha. That is how you should love God. Like someone who is sick over love with Hashem. So I'm going to quote a story told over in Out of the Depths by Rav Yisrael Meir Lav. If you have not read it, you really should read it. Especially appropriate for this time of year. Appropriate for always, but appropriate for this time of year. So he talks about the liquidation of their town and what's happening with father. It was clear to father that the Action, A-K-T-I-O-N, the roundup of the Jews, would entail rigorous searches, and that the Germans, who knew about him, because the Germans went after the Rabbanim and the leaders, would not leave the other Jews alone until they found father. If I hide, he said, they will turn the ghetto upside down. They'll turn over every stone in the town to find me. If I stand before them in the open, maybe their searches for other Jews will be more superficial. Maybe if they find me, father said, it will give other people a chance to remain in hiding, he explained to mother. Those words of father remained ingrained in my memory. Father said goodbye to us. He returned to the synagogue where he remained standing, the Sefer Torah in his arms, until the Germans came and drove him out. Head held high, he walked to the train. It took him along with 28,000. Other Jews were in the Bein HaMitzarim. It's a time we remember all calamities that have befallen us. It took him, the train, along with 28,000 other Jews of Piatchiko, that was the town where Rav Lau was from, to Treblinka. The day father arrived in Treblinka, a strange event occurred that I considered an act of divine providence. I just wanted to know, can you see me okay? Or should I go back to, we'll go back to that after so you could see me better. The day he arrived in Treblinka, a strange event occurred that I considered, writes Rav Lau, an act of divine providence. Another train had arrived in Treblinka on that day. Its cars were also packed with Jews of Prasov, Slovakia. 8 years earlier, father had finished his tenure of rabbi of that town, Prasov, Slovakia. And Prasov had yet to elect another rabbi in father's place. The two towns that arrived in Treblinka on the same day reflected two completely different worlds. The Jews of Prasov spoke German and Hungarian. The Jews of Piatchiko spoke Yiddish and Polish. The only thing they had in common was that the last rabbi of Prasov was also the last rabbi of Piatchiko. My father, the Jews of Prasov, the Jews of Piatchiko, and their chief rabbi all met on the train platform of Treblinka on their way to the gas chambers. Father addressed the crowd by recounting the last speech of Rabbi Akiva, one of the 10 martyrs of Israel. When the Romans raked the rabbi's flesh with iron combs, his disciples asked him, Rabbi, they said, Arkan, how can you withstand the torture? Rabbi Akiva replied by referring to the Shema, the declaration of faith, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. All my life, said Rabbi Akiva, I've wondered about the following Shema prayer. Love God, va'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, b'chol nafshecha. So Rabbi Akiva said, I understood this to mean love God even if he takes your soul. And I asked myself, Masai avoli adiva kaimena? When will I have the opportunity to fulfill this commandment? And now, said Rabbi Akiva, that I have the opportunity to fulfill. I will not fulfill. Rabbi Akiva recited the Shema, prolonging the word Echad, one, and his soul departed with Echad. Jews, father shouted, so all present would hear his concluding words. Of all the 613 mitzvos, said father, to the Jews in Treblinka, of Piatrko and Prasov, Slovakia. Of all the 613 mitzvot, we have one remaining mitzvah to fulfill. I will be sanctified amongst the children of Israel. The last mitzvah to fulfill, to give up your life for bearing the name of God. For the name of God, Kel, Aleph Lamed, is contained in the name of the people of Israel, Yisrael, Yod, Sein, Reish, Aleph Lamed, Sar, Kel. Yisrael is the prince, if you will, of God. Come, my brothers, let us fulfill this commandment in joy, said the senior Rav Lau. This world is Hevel Havalim. It is null and void. This world is a boiling rain of hatred and bloodshed. Rachman al-Etzlan, nobody knows where this world is going. I think if we knew the future, we would probably go mad. I think the Rebbeinu Shlomo gives us a gift that we don't know the future. Even though sometimes we think we want to know the future, I think we really don't want to know the future. Rav Lau said to the United Kehilos, this world is null and void. It's Hevel Havalim here. It is a boiling rain of hatred and bloodshed. The one mitzvah left for us while we still live is to sanctify God's name. Come, brothers, let us fulfill it joyfully. I repeat to you the words of Rav Simcha Bunim of Pesischa, for in joy you will go out. With the power of joy, we will leave behind the troubles, the suffering, and the trials of this world. Then Father raised his voice and began to recite the Vidui, the prayer of confession. For sins that we have sinned before you. The crowd repeated after him. The prayer began in a whisper, and the Jews ended in a shout. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. God reigns. Hashem Malach, God has reigned. Hashem Yimloch li Olam Va'ed. I never saw Father again after that night at our house in Piatrko. My memories of him are few. In my earliest memory, from more distant and innocent days, when the war had not yet come, I'm a little boy sitting on my father's knees and playing with his curly payas. My next memory is completely different. People gathered in our home. Father discussing the situation, his face furrowed in worry. The feeling of unease that dominated that day dwells inside me always. My father accompanies me throughout my life, and whatever I do, I study the pictures of him that hang in my home. I think about him often. I miss him at every joyous or sad occasion, at every crossroad I face. According to those who knew him, my father, Rabbi Moshe Chaim, I was a gifted speaker. And before every speech I make, I ask myself, how would a father formulate that? How did father go to his death? Emulating Rabbi Akiva. He united his communities. The Jews of Piatrko, the Jews of Prasov, Slovakia, who had nothing in common except one thing. The last rabbi of Prasov, Slovakia, was the last rabbi of Piatrko. He said, Jews, this world is null and void. It is boiling rain. It is hatred and bloodshed. Let us leave this world in joy as we fulfill the last mitzvah. The Rambam says, that's how we are to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rambam also tells us, that's a very big task. It's a level of Avraham Avinu. You would prefer to say you are overcome, overwhelmed with love for Hashem. Then what, obsessed? Nancy, what, then obsessed? Okay. It's very hard, your point is taken. It's very hard to exactly translate Lashon HaKodesh into English since it's not meant to be translated. So sometimes we have approximations, but your point is well taken. Let's go back to the Rambam. We have a few more minutes. So we finished Halacha Gemma. Let's do halacha dalet. Amru chachamim harishonim. By the way, that was from Out of the Depths, page 14 through 15, if you, page, yeah, 13, 12 through 14, if you have it at home and you want to look it up. Amru chachamim harishonim. The earlier sages said, Shema Tomar Harini Lame Torah Bishvil She'eya Ashir. The earlier sages said, lest you will say, behold, I will learn Torah, so I will become wealthy. Maybe someone wants to learn Torah because someone's going to pay them a lot of money to sit and learn Torah. Bishvil She'ekra Rabbi. Maybe someone wants to learn Torah because they'll be called Rabbi. They'll have a position of distinction and prestige. I'll be the Rabbi of Asho. I'm not saying this is why our Rabbanim learn Torah or reading the Rambam. Bishvil She'akabel Schar Bo'am Haba. You should not say, I will learn Torah because I want to be rich. Someone will support me to sit and learn because I want to become a rabbi, have a position of prestige. That's not why you should learn Torah. You shouldn't learn Torah because you want reward in the next world. Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, in Sefer Devarim, Pasuk Gidav, which, interestingly, is what we call the second paragraph of Shema. So the Rambam in the last two halachos quoted what we call the first paragraph of Shema, and now he quotes from what we call the second paragraph of Shema, which we're going to look at inside also. We'll see if tonight we have time or next week, Be'ezrat Hashem. Talmud Lomar, the Torah tells you, La'ahava es Hashem, you shall love God. Kol ma sha'atem osim, everything that you do, says the Rambam, lo ta'asu ela me'ahava, should do it only from love. Ve'or amu chachamim, and furthermore, the sage says, b'mitzvosav chafetz me'od, in God's mitzvos, you should desire very much. I was speaking to somebody, she came to drop something off at the house, the other day, on the topic of Kibbutz Avim, she was talking about a friend of hers whose Kibbutz Avim is exemplary, and she said that today's generation is so different. Her family is, she comes from Holocaust survivors, Hungarian Holocaust survivors. She said it was her and her brother growing up, and when her father or the mother came to the house, they ran, the siblings, they ran to see who could bring the slippers first. They ran, who could bring the slippers first. She said to me, today's generation is so different. If a person has a burning desire and loves Ribbono Shel Olam and wants to please him, everything we do will be for love. I'm nowhere near this level. I'm not preaching to you. I'm not giving musa. I'm not saying I'm here and I'm telling you to be here. I'm not here. It's a lifetime. I don't know if I'm ever going to be here, Rachmana Litzan. It's a level of Rama Vinu. But does it mean, like my brother once said to me, Michal, just because something's difficult doesn't mean I shouldn't work on it? I have to work on it. I have to try. Everything you do. Because you love Hashem. Va'od amru chacham b'mitzvos hev chafetz mod. You should desire his mitzvos. V'lo b'schar mitzvosav. Not the reward of the mitzvah. The mitzvah itself. You don't serve God because there's a reward to the command. You serve God because he commanded you to do something. V'chein hayu gedolei chachamim mitzavim l'nivonei talmideim. And so the gedolei chachamim, the greatest of the wise sages, would command their discerning students, umaskileim, and those students who had so much seicha, their wise and discerning students, b'yichur, in private, they would say, al tiyu kavadim ha-misham sh'nesarav. Do not, he's quoting from Pirkei Avos, Pirkei Av Mishnah Gimel, which we're going to look at next week, Be'ezras Hashem inside, where the Mishnah tells us, do not be like a servant who serves God, like a servant who serves the master in order to get a reward. You should be like a servant who serves the master not to get a reward. Alam ipneishu hu harav. You should serve him because he is the Rav. Ra'oi l'shamsho. It is worthy to serve him. Klomar ivdu me'ahava. Why should he serve God? Simply because he's God. Because he put me here. Because he commanded me. Because he gives us life. Because I have a Torah kedosha. Because that's the path of a Jew. Not to serve him for any other reason or for any ulterior motive. Simply because he is the Ribbono Shel Olam and I love him. It's a high level. I don't know if in my whole life I'm going to ever be on this level. But just because something's hard doesn't mean we should not work on it. Rambam says that a person should love God like a man who is lovesick for his lover. And the whole Shir HaShirim is a metaphor for the love between the Shekhinah and Knesset Yisrael. Should be zeucha that are working on Ahavas Hashem. Should arouse Hashem's Ahava for us. So much so that it will conquer the Midah of Din, the terrible Gezerah of Galus that is upon us. Perhaps if we love the Ribbono Shel Olam enough, or at least work on loving the Ribbono Shel Olam more than we currently do, he will, so to speak, work on overcoming his Midah Sadin and to redeem us very, very quickly, when our days of mourning should be changed into days of rejoicing. May the neshama of Miriam and Miriam Bas Chaim Yitzchak Avraham Shalom merit a continuous aliyah. May we all merit besuros tovas. Be'ezras Hashem, next week we will continue with the Rambam inside.